to start the show, we're going to be talking with John Downey of Call from the Dáil, of course, a little bit later on, but a political week. One of the main speeches that drew a lot of attention in this political week was during a debate on the International Protection Service and how it's managed in this country. Labour's Alan Kelly hit out at the three largest political parties in the state, arguing they've been running with the hare and running with the hound in relation to immigration, that it's not acceptable. I spoke to the Tipperary TD and I first of all asked him what kind of a reaction he's gotten to his speech.
Yeah, I've got an actual a phenomenal response across the board from, you know, people all over Ireland. Pretty much taken aback. I didn't expect it. A lot of media on as well, but also lots of just ordinary people saying, you know, somebody needed to say what I said, because reality is that I think the whole issue of international protection and migration deliberately has been confused and mixed up in order to stoke fear, anger, dare I say it, a little bit of racism in some cases, xenophobia. And, you know, it's time it was called out. Because, as I said in the Dáil yesterday, you know, we have so many people working in this country, and basically they have come from, they're migrants, they've come into our country, they work hard, and without them, bluntly, this country would stop. It would collapse. I spent the last 2 years with my parents in hospital. My dad passed away. Much loved by people down in Ballinskellig in particular, and further afield. He passed away last year, and my mum isn't well either, and I spent the last 2 years inside in many hospitals and care settings. And frankly speaking, without migrants, without people coming into this country, there's no way they would have been looked after. So and if you look at the tourism industry, it will collapse without people. I said in the Dáil yesterday, this is one thing that I said that's really resonated. Just simply put, there are many jobs in hospitality, in agriculture, and another number of other service areas, transport, etc., that without migrants, we simply wouldn't have them, because Irish people, broadly speaking, will not do those jobs anymore. They won't do seasonal work. They won't do work at weekends. They won't do work in some of those sectors. So we need to really think about what we are saying now in the issue of migration. Because for the first time in my career over the last number of months, Jerry, I've had people from the migrant communities who are working hard across various different jobs who are saying that for the first time ever in Ireland, they're afraid and worried about what's happening. And, you know, we're Ireland of the welcomes. Nobody has done migration. Nobody understands migration better than the Irish race, because I've cousins all over the world. I have way more first cousins in the UK than anywhere else. I have relations. My brother lives in America. I have relations in Australia, Asia, New Zealand, America, Britain, Europe, everywhere. We know all about migration. Half my aunts and uncles immigrated in the 50s. We know all about migration. So now we're a wealthy country. We're a country that needs workers. That's a good problem. That's a good problem, because our economy is thriving. But we need to ensure we deal with this in a compassionate and, most of all, a way that supports these people. Because when you break down the figures, the issues in relation to international protection are a fraction of the amount of people we're bringing in into this country and are coming into this country, because we need them in order to do what we need to do across many different sectors.
And do you believe that issue then is being used for political reasons? Is that what you said about the three major parties?
100%. I'm extremely disappointed. You know, it's become a political football. I had to say what I had to say, because hopefully people think I'm middle of the road, straight talking, that sort of person. But like, there are people in politics, and I'm calling this out, we all know about the far right stuff, who, thankfully, in Ireland, we don't do extremes, and hopefully that will continue. But I'm disappointed in Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, Sinn Féin, members of those parties, and the manner in which they've been speaking, trying to ride both horses, trying to say, oh, migration is good, we need all of these workers, criticising the fact that we don't have enough workers in this hospital and in healthcare and in care and across tourism and across transport and across this. But on the other hand, basically, you know, pandering to extremism when it comes to the issue of IPAS and international protection. Now, let me just say this out straight in case people misunderstand. People who come to this country to work, I'm absolutely welcoming of them. They come to work, they make their contribution, and they help our society. My kids go to school. Some of their best friends are from the migrant community in secondary school and all of that. It's wonderful. There are some small amount of people who come to this country and will not be allowed to stay and are rightfully deported and should leave. And I've no issue with that. I think the processing time has to be a lot quicker. But that's the reality. We have to have a rules-based system. But the facts of the matter are that 1 in 5 of all workers are now migrants. And we need to manage that in a good way. It's a, you know, it's an issue. It's reality. We need them. And the volume of people we're talking about in relation to migration, which is in the whole international protection, around 10% or less. And remember that after appeals, you're looking at a scenario whereby approximately 42 or 43% of them are allowed to stay. So, and that increases then. Further, 42% are allowed to stay, and then it increases further once they appeal. So you're talking about less than 5%, because you've got to take out those who are processing, which we don't know whether they're going to stay or not. You're talking about a fraction of the amount of migrants in this country when it comes to the whole issue of international protection. So, you know, we need to be very careful. Because the amount of people who are walking down the streets of Killarney, of Tralee, of Nenagh, of Torres, and Dublin, Cork, Limerick, Waterford, who are helping this country, who are working here, who are working hard in highly skilled jobs, in lowly skilled jobs. Without those people and without what they're bringing to our country, our economy would collapse. Our society would collapse. And I don't think anyone is saying that enough. And I asked the Minister for Justice to bring out a positivity campaign in relation to migrants in this country and the work that they do, because I'm afraid that a lot of them are getting scared as a result of what's going on here.
Yeah, well, that's part of it. But part of the reason why there are concerns, or what would you say to the arguments, and whether it was John Collison talking about it in his article about Ireland going backwards and the failure to develop and plan for population growth, like the population has gone from 3.5 million to 5.5 million in the last 35 years. That's the fastest growth rate than any other EU member state. But that there's a reason for that. We were struggling for so long with our population and economically. And net migration is 88% higher than in the previous 3 years from 2021. And then you have Michael McDougall writing in the Irish Times yesterday saying all migration into Ireland, legal or asylum seeker international protection, creates pressure in areas such as housing demand, health service, childcare and education provision. Do you think those things are being conflated, or migrants are being blamed, when really the problem is that we've failed to prepare for a developed westernised economy that's going well, relatively well?
I accept the argument we failed to prepare. Politics has failed in relation to preparation for this. But like, let's call a spade a spade. You can't have wealth. You can't have an economy that's thriving without people to work in it.
Yeah.
And we've been very successful in certain sectors. Pharmaceutical, IT, food, tourism. Four biggest sectors. Highly intensive when it comes to human resources requirements. So we need people. And of course, that puts pressure. The failure here is in relation to not being able to develop the infrastructure, particularly housing, right, to deal with this, right? And you have scenarios there where people are coming to this country, they're working, they're buying houses, they're contributing, etc. And in some way, this is conflated in that there isn't enough houses for Irish people. These people are working. They're creating the wealth by which other people are working. Irish people who are born here as well, who are working with them. Like, they are helping to create the wealth for all of us. So, yes, there are pressures. And as a society and as a community and as a country and as and politicians, we should be doing better in relation to creating the infrastructure across healthcare, across housing, across education and everything else to deal with that. But that's the problem. It's not the fact that these people are here helping us to build the economy because and build society because we need them. Look, we have a big demographic hole in our country. A lot, the volumes of people who are going to get old is going to be hugely significant over the next 20 years. Right, we need obviously way more healthcare workers in order to deal with. Like, I'm 50 years of age. Like, there's a big gap coming behind my profile as regards because of immigration and this and that, and people are more transient and everything and all of this. So we're going to need more care workers into the future. Where are they going to come from? And those people have to live. They're entitled to have families. They're entitled to ensure that if they make their contribution, pay their taxes, they get services as well. It's the same. Yeah. It's just reality. My real issue here is this. I have no issue with people coming here to work who are needed for work. I have no issue with people who come here under false pretenses and should be deported. No issue whatsoever. If you're not meeting the rules-based system here, then you shouldn't be here. That's fine by me. My issue here is the conflation between people who come here to work, migrants who come here, and then it being all painted across as being one issue, when in reality, these people are needed, as opposed to the whole debate about IPAS centres and all of that, when it is a fraction of the migrant population we are talking about when it comes to these issues. And when that happens, when these issues in relation to the IPAS centres, as opposed to the whole migrant workers who are needed, when all of that then is mixed up deliberately by politicians in Sinn Féin and Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, deliberately, and some independents, right? What happens is the migrants who are working here are becoming afraid. And that, to me, is absolutely disgraceful because they work among us, they eat among us, they care for our parents, they care for our children, they deliver wealth in high-paid jobs in IT and pharmaceuticals, they ensure tourism happens in Kerry and across the rest of this country. And we are really going to destroy Ireland of the welcomes. And of all the races, Gerry, we should know how to deal with this because we as a race have dealt with it more than any other race in the world.
Let me ask you this finally. You said we don't do extremes here. It is to an extent on the rise and we're seeing the tricolour being used now as a sign of no welcome or as a sign of Ireland first, shall we say. How worried are you about what's happening in the UK with the popularity of Reform and Nigel Farage and the collapse of support for the Conservatives? In a year or two's time or 3 years' time, it could be a totally different scenario there, which would have an impact here.
Well, let me just say this. A lot of this is stoked online. These faceless keyboard warriors, these thugs, cowards who stoke up fear. I am concerned about it. I'm concerned about it because...
Like it's an easy win. Anti-immigration, it stirs people up. We've seen it in the United States. It's an effective tool of fear to try and 100%. Garner political support.
It's a lot harder, Gerry, for somebody like me to come on your show and talk the way I'm talking than it is for somebody to come on and say, you know, issues in relation to migration, IPAS centres and all of this. And by the way, there are issues. Let me just say that out straight. Like, for instance... The fact that the government took out the last hotel in a town in my county called Rosscrea, which basically meant no weddings, no communions, after funerals, confirmations, all of that, was stupid and should never have happened. There were bad decisions that have been made as well. We need a greater distribution of IPAS centres. There's a whole range of other issues in relation to how people are making millions out of it. I accept all of that. They are genuine problems and genuine complaints. Right. And that, you know, we can be balanced about those things. But what's happening and what's worrying me, and when you mentioned Farage, is that mainstream parties, the three biggest parties in this country, are drifting in to language which is downright unacceptable. It's unacceptable that they are going down this route for political reasons, for populism reasons, chasing votes. That is not what good politics is about. That's not what people who are trying to lead a country or should be aspiring to lead the country, that's not the way in which they should be speaking. And I bloody well will call that out every occasion.
Okay, Alan, thanks for giving us your views on the programme this morning.
Cheers, Jerry, and say hello to everybody. I'm looking forward. I'm actually down in Kerry this weekend. I'll be with Kevin Cronin, who is having a bit of a get-together before he gets married. Kevin down in Ballinskellig, who's marrying my niece, Maria Brown. So I wish them the best, and looking forward to being with Kevin for the weekend. Thanks very much.
Okay, thanks, Alan.
Bye-bye.